Let's just stretch it out so that we educate people a bit more. Right. On the, somebody asked me to ask this question. So somebody said, suppose, hypothetical question. Right. I'm not the one asking this disclaimer. But the philosophy of motor insurance is a mutual responsibility, isn't it? When I say mutual, here's what I mean. As a road user, I have the right or responsibility to protect other road users.
Right.
And so do they have that same responsibility to protect me.
Right.
Which is why I take insurance and it has a third-party provision.
Yes.
If there is a situation that another road user is not covering themselves, that puts me at risk. What is the general conversation regarding that? And I say that because there are some state agencies that do not have insurance cover for motor.
What it means is that that state agency has decided to self-insure.
NIC's position on that? Because I'm concerned. The person has to ask this question very passionately. You know what I'm talking about?
So
naming names.
Yes, so for the state agency, they are allowed to do that. Some of them, for example, when it comes to the security services, they are allowed to do these things on their own.
And if they run into me?
They are supposed to bear the bill, to foot the bill.
Not from insurance, but from their own
coffers.
Yeah, why we take insurance? So that the burden is not on my internal resources and I can use that for something else.
Yes, so that is what some of them, particularly in the security area, decide to do. Some of them, in fact, most of the government agencies, do insurance. All over the place.
Okay, I'm just mentioning it because maybe since...
And where, for example, if it is a hit-and-run driver, the regulator, the National Insurance Commission, has some framework or an arrangement where you can get some compensation. If somebody runs into you, you are crossing the street, and another vehicle knocks you down and you get injured, you are not able to pick the car number, nothing, and you are injured, you can go to the National Insurance Commission. There's what we call the Motor Compensation Fund. It is one of the mechanisms for taking care
of... It's accessible to everyone?
Yes, to everyone.
Okay, I didn't know it, and I'm sure a lot of my listeners also didn't know that.
For what we call like hit and run drivers, okay, you are injured badly, and you don't have any details of the person who knocked you. You can go to the commission, and they will be able to look at your case and give you some compensation.
But let me ask this for education: does the commission deal with individuals? Does the commission not interface the public through the insurance companies?
Yes, but for this particular scenario where somebody knocks you down and the person hasn't got insurance, you can go direct because you don't have any details of the vehicle to be able to say it is insured with company A or company B or insurer A or insurer B. So you go to the commission, explain the circumstances and all of that, get some evidence to be able to prove actually what happened. And
the guy hits me and ran away.
You can have witnesses and all of that. Fair. Yes, it's of course, otherwise then everybody will get up and say, I got injured because I cannot.
But it's refreshing to know, and let me just put it out there, if you're listening to Masterclass, I am finding out today, and I'm sure a lot of people are also finding out today, that should you be in a situation where you're unable, somebody hits you and run away, there is some respite.
Yes.
And we're learning today that you can go to the NIC and make a case with them, and on a case-by-case basis, they can review your circumstance and have some provision for respite. I think it's helpful to know
indeed.
That. Okay, so please continue. You were going to talk about assets.
Okay, so let me... So I've talked about the motor insurance.
Yeah.
Let me go a little... So we have the third party for bodily injury, death... Mm-hmm. And then property damage. You are driving a car, you can run into somebody's kiosk, an electric pole, or even skid off the road, go hit somebody's house, and that it covers, the third party covers up to a certain limit. Okay. There's a standard limit for the third party. Then you have a build up on that, which is a fire cover and then a theft cover. So fire and theft, the third party fire and theft. Then beyond that, you have the comprehensive, which is also a build up on the third party fire and theft, which covers the accidental damage, which is damage to the vehicle itself.
And all that is different from the comprehensive cover?
This is the comprehensive
cover. Okay.
In addition to the third-party liabilities, you have cover for fire, you have cover for theft, and you have a cover for accidental damage to the vehicle itself.
I've heard about umbrella cover. What is that?
Oh, normally under motor insurances, where you have a fleet of vehicles, for the third-party limit, there's a certain provision or arrangement you can do as between you and the insurer, where you can have, instead of having the standard limit per vehicle, you can have a big amount to cover the entire fleet. So instead of having maybe a standard limit of 10,000 or 20,000 for each vehicle, you can have a limit which is, let's say, around 100,000 or 200,000, which gives you more room to benefit when there's these third-party property damage liabilities arise. Mm. So these are in connection with third-party liabilities.
I know you are moving on to assets, so my last question on motor.
Right.
I would have waited, but because you are moving on to, I just want that clarity. In my experience with insurance claims, there's always a mention of contributions where repairs are required. Educate us a bit on that.
All right, so contribution comes in where... In one scenario where, for example, we have to, one side of the vehicle is damaged and we have to straighten and then spray. And then you say that, when we spray one side, that side will look newer.
Is it I say or when you spray one side? I've had this argument with my broker. So
in reality, one side, of course, is fresh. So it will look newer than the other side. But remember, insurance is indemnity. The other part that is not damaged, we are not obligated to fix anything.
But when you were placing the policy,
it's not damaged.
I'm getting sentimental. When you were placing that, when you were giving me the cover, you knew that you cannot spray one side and leave one side. I did not decide that I should be smashed on one side. And I cannot ask the person smashing into me to smash on both sides.
So like I'm explaining, it's indemnity. Putting you back where you were. So if one side is not damaged and it is damaged, that is where we have to fix. If you have two headlamps and one is damaged, it is the damaged one we have to fix. We are not obligated to fix the one that is not damaged.
That one is fair.
Some of these things, so contribution may come in where you decide that, look, let's agree, let's spray the entire vehicle. So we'll ask you, we will be responsible if that part we wait and say it's 40% of the spraying cost. We can look at that and then we'll bear a portion. You also bear a portion. That's contribution. All right.
I'm nodding my head because it is not only my sentiments. I'm representing the listenership.
Right.
So let's continue. But I'm sure that when we get interactive,
more questions will come.
But let's go on with the rest of the slides.
So I was talking about the other assets, as in the buildings and the physical, the buildings, the office contents, your stock, inventory, and all of that. You need to take insurance cover because anything can happen. They could be damaged by fire. They could be damaged by flood, as we are seeing over these last few days. You need to protect it. Otherwise, what it means is that these assets that you use to work, to generate income and to make profit, once they are not there, you have no means of generating income and profit. So it's important that these assets will be around, available for you to use to generate and to run your business, to generate the to generate income and to realize the objective of the business. Then we also have there's a duty of care you owe to people who come to your premises to do business. So your customers, visitors who come to your premises, whilst they are on your premises, if they get hurt, if they get injured, if something happens to them, they can hold you responsible because indeed you are responsible for that. And therefore, you can take what we call the public liability insurance, which will provide cover for bodily injury to third parties. It doesn't include your staff. We can come to the staff part later. But these are visitors, these are customers, or the general public who may come to your premises lawfully, I must add. It doesn't include the thief who comes in to come and do any of their bad things. So you owe them for bodily injury, for property damage, if they brought something onto your premises and whilst on your premises, as a result of being on your premises, that property of theirs gets damaged. You owe them that duty to fix it for them. So the public liability takes care of these third-party liabilities for third parties, visitors, customers, or any member of the general public who comes to your premises lawfully to do one thing or the other.
So I'm curious about lawfully. I've read the text of a policy, a public liability policy, which interestingly sought to exclude visitors who are related party to members of staff who may not have come there to transact official business. So to the extent that is public liability, who is a public? where insurance is concerned?
So like I explained, it's the general public, apart from your staff. So anybody who walks in here to do one thing or the other, whether to make inquiry or to come actually do business, or their visitors. The visitors are allowed to come to your premise. So once the person is a visitor,
even if they're related to staff.
Yes, it's a visitor. Whether related to staff or not, they are visitors. You owe them that duty to ensure that when they are injured or when they get when they get or their property is damaged, you are able to fix it for them or sort them out. Then, closely related to the fire insurance, which may come by way of the assets or risk insurance or the fire commercial insurance, is what we call the business interruption insurance. It rides on the fire insurance. And one key thing to note for the business interruption is that it can only be triggered when the thing that causes the loss is insured. So if you took a fire policy and you did not insure for flood or for riot and strike or for civil commotion, and that peril occurs, and because of that, your business cannot continue, you cannot make a claim for the business interruption. The thing that causes the loss must be insured. We call it the material damage proviso. All right, this is technical, but let me not bore your listeners. It's the material damage. There must be the risk that causes the loss must be insured. If it is not insured under the policy, your business interruption does not trigger. So if you are covered for flood and flood occurs, and because of that you can't operate on your premises, then your business interruption will come in.
I'm interested in that point. Please hold that thought for a minute. I want our listeners to be a part of this conversation.
Thank you.
If you're just tuned in, this is Masterclass. We take a quick message. When we come back, we get interactive.
Your favorite on-air business development program, Joy Business Masterclass, is in session. And you can interact with us on Facebook via the Joy 99.7 FM or Joy Business pages. If you tweet, the handle is at Joy 997FM or at Joy Business GH. Don't forget to hashtag JB Masterclass. You can also call us on 0302-216541 or send your questions and contributions through to the WhatsApp number 0551-111997, and our facilitators will address your concerns. Attention everyone, class is in progress.
Welcome back. If you just tuned in, this is Masterclass. We're interactive right now. Numbers to call, 0302-216-541. That's 0302-216-541. You can send us your comments on 055-111-119-97. If you're driving, please do not text while you drive. We definitely want you to arrive alive, but otherwise, pick up that phone, give us a call on 0302-216-541. Here are some announcements for your attention. The Multimedia Group is mobilizing relief support for thousands of people affected by the devastating floods that have swept through parts of Accra. You may have seen the heartbreaking images and videos. Behind every picture is a family struggling to rebuild its life. Today, they need our support. We're appealing to individuals and corporate organizations to support this humanitarian effort by donating essential relief items or cash. Priority relief items include non-perishable food items, drinking water, cloths, toiletries, medical supplies, mosquito nets, mattresses, blankets, and bedding. Cash donations should be sent to MTN mobile money number 059-303-8842. That's MTN mobile money number 059-303-8842. Account is Multimedia Group Limited / Daniel Biofuel. Bank account is UBA Ghana, the Tema Industrial Area Branch. And the account number is 02514-2788-03503. That's 02514-2788-03503. The account name is Multimedia Foundation. The donation center, relief items can be delivered to the offices of Multimedia Group Limited, Kokom Limli. Together, let us stand with our brothers and sisters in their time of greatest need. Hashtag, we stand with flood victims. Viamo Technologies. Are you looking for a job and not sure where to search? Viamo keeps you connected anytime, anywhere. Just call 231 on MTN for free and select your preferred language to catch up on available job vacancies near you. And that is not all. You can listen to real-life advice from experts to improve your daily life. All these are available on MTN short code 231. Vamo Technologies, bringing you closer to the conversation. The 2026 G-Step. Ghana's future innovators are ready to take center stage. Join the 2026 Ghana Science and Tech Explorer Challenge Prize, G-Step, exhibition and award ceremony under the theme Building Tomorrow's Ghana through STEM and Youth Development Skills. This year, 68 teams from the Greater Accra, Eastern, Ashanti and Volta regions will showcase innovative STEM solutions designed to solve real problems in their communities. The exhibition takes place on Thursday, 9th July 2026 at 10 a.m., while the award ceremony comes off on Friday, 10th of July 2026 at 2 p.m. at the CD Conference Center, University of Ghana, Legon. The Ghana Science and Tech Explorer Challenge is implemented by Dream Oval Foundation, Partnership Bureau, Practical Education Network, and Shulem Lake in partnership with the Ministry of Education and Ghana Education Service, with support from AngloGold Ashanti and Joy Prime. Come and discover how young people are building tomorrow's Ghana through STEM. At the end of the announcement, we're still interactive. I've got a caller on the line. Good afternoon. You're welcome to Masterclass. Your name and where you're calling from.
Good afternoon, my brother.
Good afternoon, my brother. Where are you calling me from this afternoon?
I'm calling from 37 Last Commission.
Right.
My name is David.
David. Talk to me, David.
Yes, I've worked in the insurance industry for like 30 years.
Oh, wonderful, David. Talk to me.
Yes, and I'm happy you have the gentleman there.
Right.
When he was explaining the various policies, vehicle policies, and he mentioned something.
Yes.
When your car damages somebody's property, he mentioned something like electric pole and all those things.
Yes.
But I've come to discover that over the years, I don't know whether it is the police or whom, all our, what do you call it, the road construction things they put in place, like when you're going overhead bridge, you see this grade they put, so in case you go and hit, you not fall off.
Yeah.
All of them are damaged by various vehicles, including the electricity poles you see here and there. But they are not replaced, because those who are supposed to take the necessary steps to hold the insurance company that insured that particular car to be able to replace that pole, and all other road things that are damaged, are not doing that.
Yes.
And so the insurance people take themselves for free. They don't do anything for the government.
They don't have a trigger.
You understand? So I'm pleading that you use this opportunity to school at either the police or whoever is in charge. When a bag runs into an electric pole, then you take all the necessary information and then report to the insurance company inside, so they can pay.
Right.
If they are not even paying for the whole cost of the pole, if it is even one quarter of it, at least they are paying something.
Right.
So they will not be there. They will be making the profit, and they are not paying what they are not supposed. They are supposed to pay.
Right. Right. Thank you so much.
But I will also ask that, please, the gentleman, before he leaves, he should leave his name and number. We want to look for him for other things.
He will do that. He will, David. Thank you so much. Very, very, very good contribution there, David. I will name him Citizen David. So I'm sure that the security authorities are also listening. Some of the people who cause these accidents have the cover that covers damaged property also, and so we're encouraging you to reach out to some of these insurance companies and find out so that you can make some of these claims to help repair some of the damaged side grills and all of that. But it's a very fair point that he makes.
Of course. There's cover for that. The most important thing is to be able to identify who caused it. All right. And these days, we have a lot of cameras around. So once you identify who caused it, you can have the details of the vehicle and all of that and be able to follow up.
Yeah. I'm enjoying the various types of insurances you're talking about, but I'm going to pull you back a bit because you're here with us for the next 2 weeks.
Yes.
So don't worry if you don't finish your slides today. Okay. I've got entrepreneurs who are here in Kokomlimli. Right. I've got people listening from Circle Alajo and all of that.
Right.
And they hear us talk about motor insurance.
Right.
Today, I think that the conversation and argument on why they must take motor insurance is clear.
Right.
What would you recommend to people who are running their own businesses, who have one vehicle, two vehicles? What type of insurance would you recommend for them?
All right. And
because, you see, we must grow.
Right.
And we're learning. Yeah. So it's not just knowing about the product, but also how does it benefit my listeners, my entrepreneurs who are listening today and saying, oh, go and do a third party. I mean, there's a finance director who always says, why should I go and put money? Always go and do a third party. But let's educate them today.
Right.
What should they look out for when it comes to motor? We will do the same for assets and we'll do the same for... I mean, if that's all time allows us, at least we've done some education.
Right, right.
And then next week we'll come back and continue.
All right. Yeah. It even becomes more critical when you are an entrepreneur. You are not a big business. You have just a small business you are managing. It means that your commitment into procuring that vehicle, it came from maybe a lot of savings you've done over a long period of time. All right? So your investment in that vehicle is great. You need to take insurance. Mm-hmm. Don't be in a hurry to just satisfy the law by taking the third party. The real benefit of the insurance is to have funds available to you to get back on your feet when your vehicle is destroyed through no fault of yours because it's an accident. So if you're an entrepreneur, you're at a one-man business, you have just 5 employees, but you, the CEO, you have a car
from the business,
that you use to move your cart, your goods from one place to the other to send your people out to go and make deliveries and the like. You need to protect that insurance. You need to. If you have a fleet of vehicles that you're using for transportation, don't take third party. Don't, because
that
is what you are using to generate. If you are a transport owner and you are into transport business, you need to take comprehensive insurance, because that is what will make funds available to you to get back on your feet to do your transport business. If otherwise, it means you have to go and find money. And we all know you don't always have money available for these things. You are running a business, and your business must continue to operate because that is the objective, the going concern. You must have comprehensive insurance so that if somebody runs into you there's an accident, the vehicle is destroyed, or the vehicle is stolen, you can get it back through an insurance policy that you procured. It's very critical. Otherwise, sometimes you can really not recover. I mean, you can really not. It's very critical for you as a business owner, a small business. You've started, you're operating. You don't have access to
a finance
large
resources, yeah?
finance. If you have to go for a loan, look at the interest rates and all of that, okay? You need to take all of those things into consideration to tell yourself that, look, if something happens, I'll be in a very, very distressed position.
And you need to take
the insurance to be able to get back on your feet as soon as possible.
And I think I recommend it even more stronger for all entrepreneurs. If you have a vehicle you are working with, like we're saying, let it be as important as the business you're running. People say, why do I insure for... When I was coming on the show, somebody said, why do I insure for a claim I'll never make? Another name for that is worry. It's like, you're worried about something that will never happen. But you see, even if it is not the flood, it could be somebody running into you. Every time you get onto the roads, you're not sure what you are going to do, but you're not sure what the other person is going to do.
Right.
So we're entreating our listeners, and especially our entrepreneurs, because this is a masterclass for entrepreneurs, that let us pay the same attention to our business tools as we do. And I would say that this argument is even stronger for our entrepreneurs who are in transport, isn't it?
Yes, very critical. And the notion is that, this is a small business, isn't a small business, the insurance is for the big, big corporate. No, even no matter how small you are, the assets you are using are very critical for your operation, and you need to take insurance for it. Don't say it is a small business or just we have just a small truck that does, so third party is okay. No. Ask yourself, if something should happen, if that car is washed away, as we saw in the floods, what happens? You wake up and you'll be crying. You have to look for money. You can't operate as a business. And you deny yourself the opportunity of generating income and making profit as an entrepreneur. So no matter how small the business is, think about insurance. And don't think about taking that insurance that helps you satisfy the law merely so that the police won't arrest you. No. Think about your own business. Ask yourself, if this asset is down, if it is destroyed, how do I get back? Get an insurance policy.
So what we're saying is that it must move from the box of something you can do away with to something that is imperative.
Very,
something
very,
that you have to, you know, like how when you employ people, you have to pay salary, you have to pay rent.
Right.
Add the insurance. Let the insurance move to that that critical box.
Yes.
Because it only makes sense. If you are spending all that money in all that business, factor in the insurance also, because you don't want to be paying for something you've already paid for.
Right.
Let it be somebody else's responsibility.
Right.
And the claims are payable, right? I mean,
for motor. I mean, we pay claims. We pay enterprise insurance. We pay as a company. In the insurance industry, last week I shared the statistics. We pay a lot of claims. Once they are genuine, we pay them. And insurance premium should be seen as a necessary expenditure. You don't see it as a luxury. It is very, very necessary for the survival of your business. Mm. Very, very critical for the survival of your business.
I've got another caller on the line. Good afternoon. Welcome to Masterclass. Your name and where you're calling from.
Yeah, I'm Godwin.
Good afternoon, Godwin. Where are you calling us from this afternoon, Godwin?
From
Nungwa. How is Nungwa this afternoon, my brother?
Great. Yeah,
super. Well. Super. Talk to me, Godwin.
Okay, so I have a question for your audience. I think I also have a vehicle damage insurance.
Godwin, if you can just position yourself properly for me. I'm struggling to hear you in the studio.
Okay, so is it okay now?
It's better. Please go ahead.
Okay. So I registered a vehicle and then I changed the enterprise insurance.
Right.
Last year, I paid 922 point something.
Right.
And this year, it's due for me to. And they call me from the office.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm supposed to pay 1,159, which I don't understand. So I asked the lady to check it for me. I haven't got that back to me. So I wanted to be problem.
Right. Okay. And, okay, Godwin, what I'll do for you is that before Michael signs out, we'll get his number out and then you can reach out to him. I'm not sure you want us to discuss the details of your personal cover on air because a lot of people are listening. But a promise I'll make you is that maybe the production team will take your number as well.
Yeah,
and then we can reach out. I'll let the team reach out to you. Right. Is that a deal?
Yeah.
Okay, it's okay. And then the personal cover also. I think that insurance companies. There's one thing. That's why there was a time I didn't even want to insure my anything.
Mm.
A friend of mine had this commercial card. That's it. It's a third party insurance. So the car had an accident.
Mm-hmm.
My brother said, they said, we wanted to go for the claim. And they said, go to call this. Then a whole lot so was later on he gave up and said, you're not even
So Godwin, here's what I'm gonna do for you. You sound like, you know, we talked about customer service and aggrieved customers, I think last week or 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
So we are going to turn you into an ambassador for insurance, okay? So we will take your number off air, but I will also put their number out. I want you to reach out to the team. If they're able to solve your problem, will you become an ambassador for insurance?
Okay.
Yes?
Okay.
Thank you very much. All right. Thank you for calling. So that's an aggrieved customer right there. I didn't quite hear him clearly, but I think there's a commercial situation.
One, he talked where about he paid around 900 and something last year, and then this year it's 2,000.
Yeah, there's an increment.
There's always a reason for that. It may be as a result of a claim he made, and so you lose a portion of
no claim discount.
And therefore the premium goes up.
Right.
But we can always look into it. I mean, we're open to that. So we'll take the number and reach out to him.
I know it's retail, but this one, they solve it for me so that we make a convert. out of him and then he can become an ambassador.
We will. That's why we're here.
But I'm excited. You know, I think that's all time will allow me today.
Right.
Next week, we continue with what you started and then we add on to it.
Right.
But what's our takeout for today's conversation? And then you put out the contact details as well, where they can reach you. Maybe some phone numbers as well.
Yes, we have them here. Okay, so as a business, as a takeaway, as a business, protect your assets. And your assets can be physical, which can be your building, your office content. Even if you don't own the building you're operating, you've rented it. So your office equipment, your furniture, your computers, if you are a trading enterprise and you have stock, you have a factory, you have plant and machinery and all of those things. across the various sectors of the economy, whether you are a bank, a financial institution, a school, a hospital, a hotel, no matter the type of business you do, you have these assets. Take insurance cover to protect your assets, to be able to bounce back easily when the unfortunate risk occurs. Mm-hmm. It's very vital for your survival, for you to realize the going concern. The real objective of establishing a business is that the business will continue to be in operation, mm-hmm. to generate income,
yeah.
all right, in the foreseeable future.
Yeah.
Nobody establishes a business for 1 week. Mm-hmm. We all expect that as time goes on, we are driving the business, we are making more money, paying more tax, mm-hmm. paying our employees, everybody is happy. Mm-hmm. You want to achieve that objective. Mm-hmm. And in so doing, insurance comes in to help you protect those valuable investments you've made, mm-hmm. okay, for your physical assets and then your employees and all of that. Very, very critical. And it doesn't matter your size, mm-hmm. whether you are small or big or medium, whichever scale of business you do, please take insurance to protect those valuable investments you've done in those assets.
Right. I mean, I think that we're on a quest to convert aggrieved people who have had issues with insurance so that we can right. listen to their cases, right?
Right.
I mean, in this 4 weeks, and try and help them. So
well.
How do they reach out to you and the team?
Absolutely.
I know Enterprise is everywhere. Once you go online, you can type Enterprise in.
Yes, so you can reach us on the following telephone numbers. I go 053-9700109. I'll take it again. 053-9700109. Or you can also reach us on 0302-634-777. 0302-634-777. We are available on social media, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. We have our own app, the Enterprise app, Advantage app. It's
right.
on App Store and Google Play. Please reach out. YouTube, LinkedIn, Twitter, we are all over the place.
Right.
Feel free and reach out.
Thank you, Michael. I mean, I know there's more to talk about, but next week we'll continue that.
Thank you
so much for joining us. This has been Masterclass.